Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Having a good tournament will help you now as you get ready for training camp on Wednesday.
I felt more confident than years before, so... Yeah, I'm going to the camp to be still confident, work hard, and just enjoy the hockey.
What may help you in this tournament offensively to pretty much dominate like you did?
I think maybe because I'm now stronger and confident as well. I'm not scared to go in battles, and I feel more stronger. So,
like you kind of said, Mike was just talking that he was impressed with just the play away from the puck and your determination. Do you feel more confident in those areas too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Why is it just your strength, your experience, both?
I think every rookie tournament is a great experience for us, and that's my third one, so now I think what I have to improve for a couple days, for next couple days, so
Last year you played mostly center, but you've played wing before. If the Sabres want you to move over to the wing in camp, are you ready for that? Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. To be honest, I don't really care if I play center or wing, so, yeah.
What is the challenge with wing in terms of just wall play? How do you feel about your play along the wall and how you've progressed winning those battles and obviously making plays?
Yeah, that was the thing I was working this summer, too. Be good on the wall, win the puck battles, and just be smart in the D zone. Nothing like not doing some skills or something. Just be smart.
You knew a lot of these guys from previous years. What was it like playing with Helenius, a brand new guy, a first round pick? What did you think of him out there?
Yeah, I mean, Heli doesn't look like 18 years old, but. Yeah, he's a great guy, great kid, and what he does on the ice is it's amazing. Yeah, so.
Can you tell he's played in a men's league? In Sweden or in Finland, he played in a men's league there. Can you tell just the way he plays that he's played against men?
Oh yeah, I mean, I said he's not looking like 18 years old on the ice, so. Especially, I think Finland league is pretty tough too. And when you play as a 17 years old with the men, it helps you so much on this tournament and especially to your career. So,
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.